We are live. You are watching Bridie on .tv. This is indeed the Sheriff Mac Show. I, Sam Bushman, filling in for the good sheriff as he's gone. Normally, we co-host the show together. Check it out every Tuesday on Bridie on. And best of all, BridieOn.tv, archives available 24/7. Spread the word, share the link, get it done for us. We're on TV for you. CSPOA.org is the organization, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Ladies and gentlemen, the border, as you know, has been a disaster. Donald Trump tried to get a handle on it. He met opposition from supposedly elected officials at every single turn. I think they're the enemies of liberty, by the way. Nevertheless, he did his very best, and the border was at least somewhat manageable under the Trump administration. But since Joe Biden, Grandpa whacked out pervert Joe, took office, the border has absolutely become a flat-out war zone. I kid you not. The border crisis, ladies and gentlemen, is also understanding how why the enemies of liberty are using the border crisis to turn America flat out into a communist nation. Believe it or not, our Bridie on TV guest today, Mike Miller, he's with a group, and he's the founder of Warriors for Ranchers. He lives 40 miles off the border in Texas, and he's been keeping an eye on it like nobody's business. He came to the Week in Act conference last week and spoke. He's been on the radio with us a couple of times. Now he's on TV. Mike Miller, welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show.
TV with you guys.
Let's talk a little bit about who you are. You were just living your life as a rancher, right?
That is correct. We were running a hunting property in South Texas. And when Trump administration was in office, we had, you know, pretty much a successful organization going on there. We were bringing kids to the hunting ranch with their families, creating memories. You know, we were able to teach a life lesson with hunting, and they would put their cell phones away, sit around the campfire, and children that were often disconnected with their family, they would reconnect. Guests that never met each other would leave as family. I mean, it was a place where real love and happenings were taking place. Biden administration comes in, where we used to see anywhere between one or two illegal immigrants every couple of months coming through. Now we're seeing as many as 58 illegal immigrants passing through, damaging the property. We had helicopters, ground crew, canine units, 15 some odd vehicles on one particular incident, apprehending people on the ranch. And it's terrible. And as you guys know, this audience may not know, I was shot at by a criminal organization on the property. I'm fortunate enough that God spared my life. They've tried to hijack my truck while I was sitting in it, while I was texting my wife at the gate, telling her I've had a long day, I'm on my way home. And in another incident, they tried to break into the cabins when we had family in there after we got back from taking an animal to taxidermy. So that's just my story here in Texas. The bigger part of the story is all the other ranchers who have property that's been destroyed, vehicles that have been stolen, gates that have been broken, fences that have been ran through, cattle that's got out. I can go on forever with the damages on hunting ranches, but here's the real thing. People are exploiting this, are calling this a humanitarian crisis. And they're using that as a term to say, hey, it's okay for us to continue to do what we're doing. So this is an invasion, and it's planned terrorism on our border. There's infants being slayed on the Rio Grande River. They found a child decapitated in the Rio Grande River. They have found 9-year-old little girls who have drowned crossing the river. We just had a shooting while I was in Utah in Matamoros, Mexico, right on the Texas border, and one of the head cartel leaders was murdered during that time. The cartels are at war, and there's power over money because human smuggling is a $22 million a day business. And that's just
I want to stop you right there. $22 million a day, ladies and gentlemen. One thing you need to understand about human trafficking, sex trafficking, child slavery, all that kind of globally comes together. When you talk about $22 million a day, it's because it's not like some other thing where you sell or buy a product or a service or whatever. These children, this trafficking can exploit someone over and over and over. A sex victim can be used multiple times a night. It's hard to even discuss this because this is conservative radio and TV, so you don't want to get too graphic. But I'm telling you that this can happen over and over like no other business. The exploitation is beyond description, Mike.
Very good. I think this is a very good way to say it, Sam. It's like drugs, they can buy it and snort it once, right? But children, they can continue to cause them pain for 20 some odd years. And then that child's value is up over time because of how much they can do it. You know, the other part that's it's the elephant in the room, Sam, is adrenochrome. All these children coming across the border. I just did a town hall with Anthony Aguero and Texas Against Illegal Immigration here in Cuero, Texas. And that's currently where we are. And you get these men that are single coming across the border with multiple children. And Anthony and I were interviewing people in Roma, Texas one night about 3 a.m. in the morning. I want all the viewers here to understand everything that takes place on the border happens super late at night. There's like a timeline between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. in the morning when all these nighttime operations happen. This is the federal government in action. They're moving and busing these people at night because they don't want the American people to see it. That's why media doesn't often cover the stuff that we do. So I want you guys to follow Anthony Aguero. I want you guys to follow Warriors for Ranchers. I want you guys to get the truth. And that's why the town of Cuero, Texas wanted us there. These people are fed up with CNN and all the fake media selling a lie to America. But the fact is, these children are coming across with these men. I want everybody to know they're sedating these children. They don't want the children to act out, to make noise. And one of the fathers raised their little arms up, and we asked him where his wife was. And she said that he said she left him. Well, the next 10 guys in the building or outside said that their wives left them. We're like, well, it's breakup season on the border. All these single men coming across with their children. The fact
and that hold on. And the men are all the good dudes and the wives are off, whatever. And the men are just these righteous, good, moral Christian men taking care of their children like a boss, like they're supposed to do. Not.
You're absolutely right, Sam. And these kids, what's happening is the children are being recycled. And I want everybody to know there was a story of a young girl who has been recycled multiple times, so much that the child knew her way around the areas where they drop the kids off after Border Patrol brings them to the detention center or wherever they put them. This child knew her way around. She's been there so many times. Like, oh, I know where to go, you know, because she's been there so many times. They bring these kids across the border, and in one particular incident, we had a three-year-old little girl and a toddler in a car seat. And it's hot weather outside, and they were left there all night, thrown in the bamboo right across the river. And if it wasn't for Border Patrol, those children could be dead. They had no water, no food. And we have giant predator animals, like we have cougars, bobcats, coyotes. And not to sound morbid, but when you're hunting a cougar in the state of Texas, you attract a cougar with the sound of a wounded rabbit. And what is it you think it sounds like when a child's crying at night? It's going to be a sound that's potentially attract one of these giant predator animals. And here this child is strapped in a car seat with no way to protect itself. And the other child is so little that she couldn't stand up to something like that. So what's happening here is it's extremely wicked. It shouldn't be taking place. The Biden administration is aiding and abetting the cartel here. They are the largest sex trafficking ring in America because they're not doing anything against it. The shootings in Mexico have come across the Texas side. They have found a body hung in a tree and burned alive. And I'm trying to get that picture. Somebody actually has a photo. I have not got it yet. It's another reporter that won't release the image to me. This stuff is terrible. And the cartel loves to intimidate. They are disemboweling illegal immigrants that don't have the money to come across the river. That's images that Christy Hutchinson had. We've got them getting shot across the border because they don't have the money. They are being gang raped by the cartel the night before. So it's not uncommon to see, you know, the clothes that they take off when they're wet coming across the river and then tons of blister packs of birth control. These women know that the risk of them getting raped coming across the border is so high that they plan ahead and they're taking birth control because they don't want to give birth to a rape baby. It's terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the problem is, as bad as it is on the American border, it's worse in many times where they came from. It's worse many times because of who is in control of them. I don't know if you call them pimps when it's international sex trade. I don't know what you call the people that control these little girls and these women and these kids, these fathers that claim that their wives left them and they're the good guys, and hey, I'm the good guy here, lies. But it's worse than the border, what they have to deal with. In other words, where they go in the United States, where they came from, is worse, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what they're trying to use here. So right now, there's been a lot of speculation to how many different people are coming through. We have friends on the Mexican side of the border. I encourage people to follow Oscar Blue. He's a journalist over in Mexico. He's getting firsthand knowledge of what's taking place. And there is roughly 80,000 armed Haitians coming across. And they have a leader who has dual citizenship by the name of Elio Mojica. And this guy's claiming war against Texas, war against America. And he's putting out these live threads that are getting a lot of attention because he's very threatening. So they know they've already breached Tapachula, Mexico, and they broke through the line of police and National Guard there, once again coming here. I want people to think about that number, 80,000. Here in Texas, we have a bunch of little small cities, right? You drive through and it says population 3,500 people, population, 10,000 people. We have 80,000. We have like an entire state coming into town. You know what I mean? Like, it's unreal how many people are coming in.
Well, and let's be very clear about these cartels and about these wicked people doing these things. It's become a global international sex and human trafficking, human slavery trade. We can say it's backed by the Mexican cartels, and I think they're certainly part of it, but this is global in its reach and in its scope. And when you say these people broke through the Mexican, quote, lines that were designed to stop them from coming to America, you've got to understand that they're starting to out-weapon even militaries in Mexico and starting to rival the United States in terms of their communications and their weapons and their ability to force their will. Mike Miller, is that right?
That's correct. And let's talk about that. So the Nuevo Generation Cartel, they posted images on TikTok, on Twitter. You know, Sam, what really angers me is that they silenced President Trump on Twitter.
Yeah, and they silenced me on Twitter. They shut me down too.
Yeah, so they can take you off Twitter because you care about your country and you love God, but they've got full-blown pictures of child porn, and they got full-blown images of cartel members with cut-up, disemboweled, skinned butt cheeks on a guy on Twitter. And they're skinning him like with a skinning knife like you would an animal. And this is on Twitter. I forget the guy's name. I think it's Vigilante. He's a cartel leader in Mexico. But he's able to put a woman's leg that he cut off, and he's acting like he's eating it like a drumstick. You guys can research this. It is on Twitter. They have allowed these images to be there. They're extremely graphic. Then he murdered a guy. He's got him leaning over a tailgate of a car, and he has skinned his butt cheeks off. This is real. It's true. I will post that image on my Facebook page, Warriors for Ranchers, today. Because if they can post it on Twitter, I'm going to put it on Facebook, because big tech needs to be shamed for this. It's absolutely ridiculous that they're allowing this. But even more so is that these guys have no care for human life. And the people that are in their way, they'll take them out. They will murder them. They find joy. I've got videos of them assassinating a journalist in Reynosa, Mexico. They shot him in the head with the AK-47. Then they continued to shoot him about 50 more times till he basically popped in half and his intestines came through, which is gross. But people need to know they're doing this. Then they're decapitating people and putting their heads on the hood of their truck. And they're laughing about it, slapping their face while the head's on the hood of the truck. These men.
And then we speak out, and Donald Trump says, hey, there's rapes going on. When people come into the United States, these are bad guys. And right. The whole media and the whole United States government, including, for the most part, Congress, mocked President Trump as if he was off his rocker and some kind of a racist. And now the border leaks like a sieve. Kamala Harris was put in charge. Communist Harris, in my opinion, does nothing. And now Joe Biden's like, yeah, I went to the border a long time ago. I don't really need to go now. And we're basically, via the media, downplaying this to where the average American doesn't even realize. They think it's just a border problem. These 80,000 plus armed Haitians and these thousands of people from these foreign nations, many of them men with child brides or men with sex victim children claiming their wives leave them. They're all going to be in your community, ladies and gentlemen. At night, your government is busing. I should say my government, but it's hard to say that. Is literally busing these children and these criminals to every municipality in the country, specifically blue states, in an effort to eventually take them over and turn the tide against us all. And most Americans don't even realize that's happening. But this is not just a border discussion, is the point, Mike Miller.
No, it's not just a border discussion. This is the Biden administration stole the election. We have enough evidence through what Mike Lindell has uncovered, what Dr. Frank has uncovered, what all these men who have exposed this, Maricopa County in
Arizona.
We see that to be true. But now we see a different thing. We see illegal immigrants coming in very large numbers. And like you said, they're busing them to a lot of the red states. These people have never been to America before, but
I said blue. I meant red. You're right.
Yeah, right. You meant red. They're busing them to the red states. They're Florida, Texas, Dallas. These people never been to
America. Utah, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming,
That's
Colorado, everywhere.
And everywhere this is taking place, Sam, there's these organizations, these NGOs. You have Bethany Charities and Catholic Charities, two of the biggest ones in this. Here in Texas, at the border, Catholic Charities has a sign at the Andrzula Park that states, if you can't find your families, contact Catholic Charities. Now, they get to this Catholic Charities. Those folks don't like conservative media there, but they openly welcome CNN, New York Times, Washington Post. Shoot, they basically have lunch with those guys. But if folks like myself show up, they shut the door in our face. They don't want us covering this. They're trying to cover up the truth. And the truth is that they are getting billions of dollars from the federal government that's funding them. They're giving people, okay, so I'm gonna back up a little bit. When they cross the border, all these folks have to throw their cell phones away because they're documenting their journey. When they get to Catholic Charities, they're given money. In the beginning, it was $1,400 gift cards with airfare or bus tickets to wherever they want to go. Now what I'm hearing, I just went to what's called the Val Verde Border Humanitarian Coalition.
Border Humanitarian Coalition.
That's right. And the lady there lied to me and lied to my partner who was with Daily Caller. We showed up and she said, nobody's coming here anymore. We're no longer taking people. Well, Sam, that sounded like a great time for me to have lunch across the street. So we had lunch across the street. No sooner than we can finish lunch, here comes the white buses. Here comes 60 Haitians in that bus. And there was actually three people from El Salvador on that bus.
And did you go in with the Haitians and say, hey, we're here with nobody?
So the Haitians were there. They started processing them. Guess who shows up? The Communist News Network, CNN, just happened to be having lunch with the lady. And I was actually pushing buttons with CNN. I'm like, hey, you never covered my story before. My name is Mike Miller. I was just totally just, you know, I was in their face. And I was like, it's so interesting how you guys showed up right when the buses get here. Man, that's like magic. You know, and then who are you with? New York Times. Who are you with? Washington Post. Man, isn't it crazy how all you left-leaning liberals happen to show up right when the buses do? No sooner than I'm speaking out, one of the workers there said, Mr. Miller, I want you to know that this is our fifth bus today. She was being honest. She said, you know, I can't help the fact that she's lying to you, but I'm going to be honest. This is our fifth bus today. I'm like, okay. So I went back and there's like a classroom set up, right? Or like a conference set up where all these chairs are in a row, like at a conference, and they stand up front and they're giving them direction. They're handing them these envelopes that everybody sees and they are processing them extremely fast. Now, this particular day, it was done during the daytime, and I posted that, and it went viral. It was shared like 3,500 times because people are concerned, and they want to see this. The fact is, why are they lying to Americans? Why are they moving these people in the middle of the night?
Because if they know that if Americans realize what kind of illegal drug activity, sex activity, slavery activity was really going on, the American people would literally impeach their president and literally fire Congress.
Absolutely.
So they know it. People in America would absolutely come undone to the tune of 100 million of us. And they know it.
I want everybody that watches this show to listen, share it like crazy to everybody you know, because Biden needs to be impeached. We've got death on the border. We've got innocent civilians of Texas that have been murdered because when these illegal immigrants, I call them the getaways, okay? Because we actually have men and women turning themselves into our border patrol at the border, and we're going to call those people the family units. Then we've got your drug traffickers, your child smugglers, and your coyotes fleeing the police department. So when they steal a vehicle here in Texas, they pile them up, tons of people, as many of them that they can. What the American people aren't learning is this. In Goliad County, Sheriff Roy Boyd, they found a body of a woman just throwing it like garbage on the side of the road. They pile as many people in the back of a pickup truck as they can. So I'm a big dude. I'm about 250. And so take a bunch of guys my size and pile us on top of a little, you know, 125-pound lady and then stack people up until the back end of the truck's full. That lady dies of suffocation. And then they grab her and throw her to the wayside. This kind of stuff's happening here in Texas, and it's not being talked about. The amount of illegal immigrants who are just trying to get safe passage through here because they don't want to get caught. They don't have hydration. And when it's hot here in Texas, they are dying on farm properties. So in Terrell County, they had to bring a rolling cooler because the morgue was so full of bodies that they had to get a portable cooler to keep these bodies preserved so they could get ready to bury them. That's how many bodies have been found in the South.
Otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, not to be too graphic, but the bodies just spoil. And then it's just rowdy to deal with. I don't even know how to go there, except to say that nobody wants that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a serious, serious problem. And it's bad enough that people are murdered. But when women are violated sexually, it just makes real men like us want to just go ballistic. And you don't want to be against your government. You don't want to do anything violent. That's what they want us to do. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to use our greater numbers to peacefully demand accountability here. And Biden and Kamala Harris, they are not getting it done. They're denying it even exists. When we bring it up, they say we're crazy. We can literally display a video of a shooting and they'll say it's not happening. And ladies and gentlemen, the media aids and abets this. Mike Miller with us. You are watching the Sheriff Mac Show on Brighty on TV. We shall continue in mere seconds.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us.
This next part I want to cover.
And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panicked. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
Patriots and Patriot businesses, would you like to advertise on Brighteon TV? Contact us at Brighteon TV Advertising at ProtonMail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
IGF. What is IGF? It's the substance that's naturally found in your body. It does things like strengthen your immune system. It promotes lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, restful sleep, energy, clearer thinking, all of the things that make men again, right? But the older we get, the less our body naturally produces the IGF that's there. Go to keystolife.shop right now and do the research on IGF. The IGF-1 spray that they have there is exclusive to keystolife.shop. Now, this is something that you spray in your mouth 3 times a day. It actually tastes really good, too. And this is going to boost the IGF levels in your body. So go to keys2life.shop. You're going to get buy one, get one if you put the product on auto ship. You can cancel anytime that you want to, but I would recommend that you try this product for at least 3 months. I'm on my 3rd month and just now seeing tremendous gains. All right. So go to keys2life.shop. Again, keys2life.shop. Check out the benefits of IGF-1. What does it have to do with deer antler velvet? Go to keys2life.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to keys2life.shop.
Join our newest channel on Roku. Go to channel search and enter Brighteon. Brighteon TV on Roku.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we continue live on the Sheriff Mac Show. .org to become a member and get involved. We're talking to Mike Miller, Warriors for Ranchers, doing a phenomenal job on the United States border, reporting the truth like nobody's business. The mainstream press won't do it, but we are the new media, and we are taking center stage, ladies and gentlemen, like nobody's business. And they used to gatekeep and stop us, and now they can't. And they don't know what to do. As we get the word out, we will continually do so. I just want to really quickly say that, look, the southern border faces invasion forces, 2,000 right now, that literally broke through Mexican police attempts to stop them. They're coming our way. That's just a sliver of the 80-plus thousand that are trying to breach our border. Literally, potentially millions over the last year and a half to now. And it's exploding. It's increasing as we speak. The mainstream press, Biden, and your Congress seems to act like nothing's happening. We can literally show videos of people getting killed and videos of people literally being skinned alive and such. And they say, you're crazy. It's not happening. You must be some kind of a Trumper. These people have to do something about it. Mike Miller with me, Warriors for Ranchers. Mike, you were going to tell us a really brutal story about a farmer harvesting corn, right?
That's correct. So you can imagine what it's like being a farmer, waking up first thing in the morning, drinking your cup of coffee, heading out and doing your best to take care of your ranch lands and take care of your farm. In one particular incident this year, we had a farmer just harvesting his corn, and he harvested an illegal immigrant. It was early morning. The illegal immigrants were running through his corn crop. It was actually a bad guy that was chasing kids. So this was a situation where this person was probably a smuggler, and he was chasing children through the corn crop. And I think he was trying to hide, but he didn't realize what this piece of equipment was. And, you know, corn stalks are huge, and there's so many of them, you know. And when you have somebody that's shorter and you can't see them, this farmer didn't realize till after it was too late that he just went through an illegal immigrant with his harvester. This was in Uvalde, Texas.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, these stories are impossible to make up. These stories are real. And what's happening right now is Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is trying to capitalize and raise money. I just got an email where Greg Abbott emailed me. He says, Sam, Biden's doing nothing on the border. I'm getting it done. Will you please fund my election? Mike, to me, it's offensive because it's dishonest at the least. And it's criminal. He's acting like he's solving the border crisis and Biden won't help him. That couldn't be a bigger lie, could it?
You're right. And I'm going to tell you something else about Abbott that I was frustrated with. I went with Weston Martinez to one of Abbott's private press conferences held in Austin. And this was a listen only. And they made a statement before he came out that if anybody were to speak out, if anybody were asked questions, they would be removed from the audience. And so, you know, I'm sitting there biting my lip because I really wanted to ask Abbott, why are you so late to the game with coming to the border? Why aren't you pushing for legislation to get crisis relief for all these farmers, ranchers, and innocent families that are being destroyed all over Texas because you're just sitting on your hands? And why are you not wanting to talk to the people that call your phone? So Ken Paxton's made a showing. Alan West has made a showing. Don Huffines has made a showing. Chad Prather's made a showing. Abbott has made photo ops at the border. Has Abbott done some good things in Texas? Absolutely he has. But when it comes to the border crisis, his chain link fence solution is absolutely a joke. And you can take a pair of wire snips and open a little door in that chain link fence. They can raise up the bottom. They can get through. We have National Guard deployed at the border that are babysitting illegal immigrants. That's all they're doing. And everybody goes, oh, great, we deployed the National Guard. I want to share with you this. Abbott can deploy the National Guard to the border, but the Biden administration in a matter of hours can change their orders because that is a federal property. So no matter what Abbott tries to do to try to do things better, Biden can still get his hand in it. And then Abbott's deploying the Department of Public Safety to the border. The reality of it is we know people are coming, and the amount of action that's taking place is zilch. We don't have any help from the Biden administration. We are getting no real help from Abbott. our Department of Public Safety, law enforcement are absolutely amazing men and women who are, their hands are tied on what they can really do. And it's the same thing goes for our Border Patrol agents. They are being gagged. They are being trained. They are being told this is what you, how you can operate. So these guys are having to do a job that they don't 100% agree with.
It reminds me of how we put people in Vietnam and we didn't give them enough bullets and we said, take care of business. We literally set them up to fail while we advocated for their success publicly. That's what's being done here on the border with our men and women that truly want to serve and protect the greatest country on the face of the earth, Mike.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. They are serving and protecting us, Sam. And the cartel has shot 40 rounds at our National Guard. 40 rounds. But our National Guard did not shoot back. Our National Guard probably couldn't shoot back. They're taking heavy fire from the cartel. That is an imminent threat to our nation, not just Texas. These people have acquired 7 million rounds of ammo earlier this year that was en route to Texas that was confiscated in Mexico by the cartel. They have amazing access to resources. They have jammers on their uniforms that are UHF, VHF, and LTE jammers. They have night vision goggles that are roughly $10,000 a pair per person. They have 5.11 military gear. They have AR platform weapons. They have 50 caliber weapons. They have armored vehicles. They have turrets on top of them. They have RPGs. They have everything they need to be successful at battle. And they're prepared.
You got to really ask the question, how did they get all that?
Right.
Because right. You know what? We claim that even foreign countries, that we won't let them get some of that weaponry. Obviously, they do. But how do they get it? And the answer is one of two places, either China, Russia, or three places. China, Russia, or us really are the people that arm the world.
That's correct. You're absolutely correct. And we are finding AK-47s, 9mm, Uzis. We're finding caches of weapons on the Texas side. We're stopping vehicles that are loaded with drugs, money, and weapons here in Texas. Our Border Patrol agents just in Laredo confiscated $24 million of methamphetamine. People don't realize we're not just getting, you know, your average smuggler with a couple of nickel bags or penny. I don't even talk about drugs much, but, you know, the amount of what versus of a Ziploc bag of drugs. We're talking palletized. Large volumes of drugs coming across the border, semi trucks carrying large amounts, Suburbans and Tahoes loaded in the back with drugs in them. And now you've got the people. So the child smuggling and the human trafficking, $22 million a day. That doesn't even account for the amount of drugs and the money that's going there. That's a whole nother ball game.
Ladies and gentlemen, on one hand, we don't want you to believe that there is no hope. Okay, it is a very dire situation. We want to paint the true picture of what's going on the border, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we do. We're truth tellers, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Miller, Warriors for Ranchers, is a truth teller. I've been a truth teller for a long time on your TV and radio. I'm a fairly seasoned media man, if you will. But ladies and gentlemen, this is a stark reality on the border that the mainstream press is not telling you. But I don't want to leave you with no hope. It's dire, no question. We got to tell the truth, and we got to be real about it. It is a serious, serious, sick situation. However, there are people doing things. Mike Miller being a truth teller, but there are people that are starting to put some bills into the Texas legislature that are trying to make a difference. There are a few people that are really taking this seriously, right, Mike?
Absolutely. So what you guys need to vote yes for is House Bill 141 here in Texas. It's a Texas bill. And what that bill is, it takes trespassing from being a misdemeanor offense to a felony. So vote yes for House Bill 141 and take action there. We have tons of men and women in uniform all across America asking me all the time, Mike, can I be part of helping at the border? We've got constitutional sheriffs here in Texas, Brad Cole, and we got a county attorney, Brent Smith. We've got people who are looking into solutions, and they've went out abroad and are telling people about it, looking for solutions on what can we do to protect these counties. So in Kinney County, Texas, they have one sheriff and six deputies. In many other counties like Maverick County, they're limited to sheriff and deputies. We're talking a handful of sheriffs and deputies to protect an entire county, and we have hundreds, if not thousands, of illegal immigrants coming across the border. So
let's be very clear really quick, too, so people understand, because if you're in the Northeast where everything seems to be smaller, you don't understand what it's like out West. These counties are huge. We're talking about thousands and thousands of miles for very few people to even deal with, right, Mike?
That's absolutely correct. And so if you have six deputies, okay, and you've got 1,000 illegal immigrants coming through that county, it can fill up the phone line in 30 minutes or 10 minutes, right? And they can dispatch all six deputies, and now they have no further help in that town. Border Patrol and DPS comes in and say they give you 5 or 10 men per county. Now you've got a total of 11 officers that can respond. But you have thousands of illegal immigrants crossing through. So when you've got breaking and entering here, broken fences here, bailouts there, these guys can only do so much because there's like 5 or 6 of them. The counties are overwhelmed. The law enforcement doesn't have enough people. The cartel and the smugglers know this. So they have actually been making false calls to dispatch the officers so they can move drugs. So it's not uncommon that these officers get dispatched to what is a false emergency. They get there, there's nothing there. And while they are moving, the cartel is also moving. And they're moving in a different direction, smuggling drugs and smuggling people. People need to understand, this is an invasion on the border. This is planned terrorism. I want you guys to understand.
Hold on. By the United States government, because they know that it's happening, and they're pretending and signaling to the mainstream press that it's not happening in an effort to deceive the people. They're actively participating by busing these illegals to red states all around the country in an effort to make it happen at night where people don't realize that it's occurring. They're working with religious organizations who may not want to really peddle sex trade and peddle, you know, these drugs and slavery and everything, but they're kind of thinking, well, if these people are here, we better help them. That's what churches do. The problem is the churches are being betrayed. The churches are aiding and abetting, along with the government. You have this triad of religious organizations, the government, and the cartels in bed together to make this happen, while the American people seem to be asleep at the wheel because of the triad deceit. That's what's really going on, Mike.
Absolutely. And so, Sam, as I told you in your last radio show, I have a plan, and I feel like it's a good one, and I'm raising money. So for all these people here, I want to give them an understanding of where this money is going to go and how it's going to be used. And what I'm wanting to do is expose how they're getting here. I want to expose where they're holding them up. I want to expose where the routes are that they're smuggling children and where they're smuggling drugs. We're trying to raise $120,000 in the next 3 months, and we've been getting quite a few donations coming in. You can donate to warriorsforranchers.com. You can also donate Venmo at Warriors for Ranchers. Security is going to be the biggest expense.
All right, let's be clear. Warriorsforranchers.com?
Yes, warriorsforranchers.com. They can click donate. We have an EIN number there. It's a tax deductible write-off. They can write it off. Also, they can go to Venmo at Warriors for Ranchers and do the same thing.
At Warriors for Ranchers. That's F-O-R, correct?
Yes, at Warriors for Ranchers on Venmo, or go to warriorsforranchers.com. The money's going to be used like this. We're going to need 6 security men is the number that we've estimated at $500 a day per person. That's $3,000 a day, $21,000 a week, $42,000 for 2 weeks, and $84,000 a month just in security. To fly privately,
we're going to... Now, hold on. Before you go on, I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, the security is necessary. There's literally murders and shooting and death on the border every day. Mike Miller has a bounty on his head right now, right, Mike?
Absolutely. So I have spoke out against the cartel, and I've received 3 phone calls from various groups, and they have told me that they are going to hurt my family, and they are going to hurt me, and they told me they put a $1.5 million bounty on my head. And these are phone calls that have been on burner phones. So I have reported this to the Texas Rangers here in Texas, and they're investigating these phone calls. But
But they're not really investigating the phone calls because there's nowhere for them to go.
There's nowhere for them to go.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm being blatantly honest, ladies and gentlemen, that this is all by design. The cartels by our government have protection. Mike has to protect himself.
Yep, and we've spent thousands of dollars on private security this year. And this money helps me to be able to protect my family and be able to get this news to you guys. What I want to do with this information, I want to gather this info. We're not going to tell people when we leave, and when we get back, We're going to give it to Marjorie Taylor Greene, Chip Roy, every single America First candidate that has power to take it to the White House and hopefully get impeachable evidence against the Biden administration. I have many people here in Texas, many organizations. And when we talk about truth tellers, Sam, I want to throw some organizations out there that are very important.
Names, yes, please.
Okay. So names are, you've got Sheena Rodriguez. You've got Maria Miller. You have Anthony Aguero. You have Bianca Gracias. You have Warriors for Ranchers. You have Border Crisis 2021. You have Texans Against Illegal Immigration and Texans for Closing the Border. People need to replay that and listen to those names, because those are the pages and sites where all these Texans and folks are speaking up and they're telling the truth. They're putting out the legislation we're trying to get passed. We're talking about what they're doing at the state capitol. We're talking about all the farmers and ranchers who follow these pages, who are experiencing daily bailouts, daily destruction, daily trauma to everything they have. I want everybody to listen to this story. In one incident, we had a female rancher just going out to feed her cattle. She has to carry a pistol now. She had to run illegal immigrants off her property. Those illegal immigrants got revenge on her. She had an old pickup truck that the doors were unlocked that was sitting there on the property, probably rotting away, but the doors were unlocked. She had two beautiful dogs. Folks, they got the dogs inside of that truck and they shut the doors. Okay, this is her fur babies. And it was hot weather here in Texas. Those dogs died of heat exhaustion in that truck. And that was how these illegal immigrants took out their revenge on this person. I want you guys to listen to these farmers and ranchers are starting to strategize how they can expose what's happening on their property. And in one instance in Maverick County, I got a phone call from a gentleman there who was at one of the town halls that I did. He put trail cams up on his property. He witnessed men with weapons transporting women with their hands tied behind their back. These women are being held captive. We have human smuggling, sex trafficking, drug smuggling happening in Texas, and our federal government doesn't give two craps about the people of our nation. They stole.
In fact, they say we're terrorists for even speaking out against it.
Right. I love God and I love my country, and they're going to say I'm a terrorist because of that. Well, I'm going to say that son of a gun needs to be taken out of the Capitol. His entire administration needs to go to jail, if not worse, for what they've done to the American people. They've got blood on their hands, not just in Texas, but in Afghanistan. They should have never left them $89 billion worth of resources to fight against us. They have everything they need to be successful at war now, thanks to Biden's Christmas present.
Well, and they've done the same thing on the border with Operation Gunwalker. Just a few years ago, they've been arming the other side of this border too, and now it's coming back to haunt us. But you know what? The United States has been involved with favoring drug cartels. They have a favorite cartel they work with, and the other cartels are secondary. And the cartel and the Mexican and the United States government all work together against the cartels that are not in quote favor at the time. That happens as well. We've documented that for years. Yep. Mike?
Absolutely, we have. And the bigger thing that people need to realize is, every single day, every single minute, as you know right now, Sam, I've been sitting here speaking to you guys just shy of an hour. And while we are talking, hundreds, if not thousands of people are crossing into our borders right now. I can imagine right now, if I were just to be a bird flying over Texas, we've got Border Patrol agents chasing people through cactus and through thorns, you know, giving up their sacrificing their skin as running through this to chase these guys. People don't realize the terrain in Texas is sharp. If it doesn't poke you, stick you, it's going to bite you. I mean, this is Texas terrain. These people run through it. We have animals on our property that won't even run to some of this brush because it's so sharp. But these illegal immigrants will, because they know if they run into that thick brush, the chances of a Border Patrol agent chasing them in there is slim. Well, they're wrong. These Border Patrol agents do run in there, and they get scarred, and they get poked, and they have to go back every single day and do the same thing. They are doing the same job for 400% more workload right now. And they're getting tired. They're getting worn out. And now the federal administration is looking to force jabs on them. And these guys don't want to have to put up with that crap.
So, but let me be very clear, Mike Miller, as well. I don't want people to think this is just the Democrats, the bad guys, and the Republicans are the good guys. I can't remember which president was under right now. I think it was either Bill Clinton or George Bush or something. But there was Ramos and Campion, two border agents who literally stood up and did their job right. And they literally got thrown in prison and had a horrible time. I think it was on Bush's watch, if I remember right. And we couldn't get Ramos and Campion out for our lives. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is an agenda by both sides of the aisle. The swamp is against us. Let's be very clear, Michael.
Absolutely. It's totally against us. And what they want, they want to turn this into a third world country. And it's happening very rapidly. For all the folks in different states that aren't in Texas seeing this, I advise you guys to go to, just look up different Border Patrol agencies in Texas. Go to Texas McAllen Border Patrol. Go to Laredo Border Patrol. Go to Del Rio Border Patrol. Please go to those organizations on Facebook. And you need to see for yourself what these Border Patrol agencies are going through. They have photographers on their staff that are actually taking pictures and documenting, and they are doing everything they can to say, hey, we just had to put up with this today. We caught these MS-13 gang members. We caught these bad guys trying to break into these people's houses. We found these children who were smuggled. We apprehended all these drugs every single day. Every single day, we're seeing this. And
while they try to hold them and create accountability, the federal government literally acts on their behalf to release them.
Absolutely. So, Sam, if you and I stole a car right now in the state of Texas, you and I would go to jail for grand theft auto. These illegal immigrants are getting what's called unauthorized use of a vehicle. So they're able to get away with major crimes with very little punishment and very little repercussions. They're running through farms and ranches. These farmers and ranchers' cattle, you know, I think it's safe to say the average cow that goes to market is between $1,800 to $2,000 a piece, depending on market value. And they're losing, you know, sometimes 20, 30, 40 of them. And in one particular instance, there was a bailout here in Texas, and the car ran over two Hereford cows. And so that's $4,000 of lost meat that this rancher lost due to this struggle.
Bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, no accountability, no transparency. And the only people that can do something about it is we, the people. Our greater numbers can prevail if we get the word out, if we let people know. Mike Miller with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, support him, would you please? WarriorsForRanchers.com, at Warriors for Ranchers on Venmo. Get involved. Fund him today, would you please? Thank you so much, Michael. You are watching the Sheriff Mac Show. Archives up in mere moments.
To leave a message, press 1. To change your message, press 7.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Mark here. Wow. I love college, really. I never knew living on my own could be so, good for me.
To change your message, press 7.
So, here I am at college. It's cool. Well, of course, it's only been a week.
To change your message.
Hey, it's me. I was just remembering that time I hit my first home run, you know, through the garage window. Thanks for not being mad. No.
To change.
Hi. Boy, I miss you guys. I miss my room. I miss waking up to warm socks straight from the dryer. Warm socks?
Family. Isn't it about time?
Hi, it's Mark. Love you guys. I'll call you later.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With you live, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, that was an hour on Brighty on TV with Mike Miller doing a phenomenal job. Ladies and gentlemen, the border crisis is key to understanding how and why the enemies of liberty are using the border to turn America into a communist nation. Warriors for Ranchers is a 501c3 organization with a focus on providing relief to farmers and ranchers in Texas affected by the current border crisis. We got to help them with deductibles. We got to help with travel expenses. We got to help with security for Mike Miller and others to continue doing what they're doing and bringing the truth on the border. Mike Miller literally lives 40 miles off the Mexico border, and you think that would be far enough to be safe?
ladies and gentlemen, we need to have a discussion on human trafficking and the border crisis issues. This is serious, folks. And Mike Miller doing the best he can. He was just a rancher living his life until it became so hot on the border. Now, Governor Abbott, ladies and gentlemen, is literally emailing me right now begging for money. Okay? And here's what it says. Thanks to Governor Abbott's efforts, America can see that it's Texas that's working to secure our border in Biden's absence. That's not happening, folks. The truth is Greg Abbott is asleep at the wheel, too. He's not really going to get done. This is not a Republican-Democrat discussion where the Republicans are the good guys, Democrats are the bad guys. That's bogus. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, it's us against the swamp. And Greg Abbott is part of the swamp. He might be doing a little more on the border than Biden, but he ain't doing enough to really stem the tide and stop it. He's not doing near what a Donald Trump would do. He's not doing close what a Mike Miller would do. He's not creating accountability and arresting criminals and protecting the American people. That's not happening. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to wake up on this. You've got to help out Mike Miller and others. Okay? WarriorsForRanchers.com is the website. At WarriorsForRanchers is the Venmo. And I'm telling you right now, they need help. Mike Miller has a bounty on his head for $1.5 million by the drug cartels right now. And the United States government's not doing anything to help Mike Miller. The United States government's literally turning a blind eye. What you've got is religious organizations in bed with drug cartels, in bed with the governments on both sides of the borders to perpetrate this fraud and turn us into a communist nation, a socialist nation. I bring this up. They say, oh, Sam is just nuts and crazy. He's a conspiracy theorist. And my response is, we can show you videos where people are getting shot on the border. We can show you video. You can go on Facebook and Twitter and see the carnage happening. Mike Miller mentioned on Twitter people being skinned. Humans being skinned, ladies and gentlemen, and photos of it parading on Twitter. Okay, this is not a joke. This is serious, and it's something that we need to really, really deal with. And we know that the Bush administration back in the day, they were against Ramos and Campion, who were two American, who were Border Patrol agents, who were doing a phenomenal job and doing their job. And they literally were turned on by our government. This is not a new crisis. It's just a crisis that has exploded in its reality. And its relevance is for you and your town, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just a border discussion. This discussion is all across the country. They are literally in the middle of the night busing criminals, pedophiles, sex slave traffickers into your neighborhood, into your county, into your state. And then what we're saying is, oh, let's take care of them. Let's go ahead and roll out the red carpet. Let's go ahead and have a church, aid and abet them. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to wake up on this topic big time. 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting talk. Liberty Roundtable Live. The one and only talk show with News the Networks refused to use to really cover this blatantly, boldly, nobly, and independently. News the Networks refused to use always on your radio. Who am I? I am Sam Bushman, your host. Thanks for being with me. Hopefully it was educational. I can't say this one was entertaining. It's shocking. But it's a serious issue, and I'm a truth teller on the topic, to say the least. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, spread the word, donate. We need all the help we can get, I'll tell you that right now. We declare this nation shall endure, but how rough will it be along the way until our Savior, the Prince of Peace, returns, huh? God save the Republic of the United States of America.